Good morning. It is 10 a.m., April 22nd, 2025. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. All three commissioners are here, so we have a quorum. Before anything else, would you please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I do not have any opening comments other than to say that I do get kind of homesick for the legislature about this time when a lot of big action is happening, but it sure seems quiet these last couple days. I'm kind of surprised that I'm not seeing more committee hearings and such. Our bills have fared fairly well. Our last two were sent to the governor, I think, yesterday. And I'm not expecting any problems with getting signatures on that. And so our internal agenda, including our budget, I think we're pretty successful. And so I appreciate the work on behalf the work of the legislature on those items. With that, Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you have opening comments?
Nope.
Commissioner Greenstead? Okay. And before getting into the agenda, I just want to clarify, make sure I'm understanding right. Is the second item on the consent calendar withdrawn, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then we have one item left on the consent calendar. I move approval of that plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Well, this is an extraordinarily light agenda. That only leaves us with one regular agenda item, so I'll turn it over to Commissioner Greenstead.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Basin Electric Power Cooperative, 345 KV, Mercer McLean, Ward, Mount Trail, Williams County, citing application, case number PU-24-361.
Second.
So in October 2024, Basin Electric filed a consolidated application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for a 162-mile-long 345 kV transmission line in Mercer, McLean, Ward, Mount Trail, and Williams counties. The proposed project connects Basin Electric's existing Leland Old Station substation near Stanton to their existing Tandy substation located near Tioga, North Dakota. The proposed project completes a 345 kV transmission loop throughout northwest and north central North Dakota. Key features of the proposed project include a new substation terminal addition at the existing Tandy substation, a new substation known as Crane Creek, which is located in Mount Trail County, and proposes to provide a new delivery point for Mount Trail Williams Electric Cooperative, which is the local electric cooperative in the area, a new microwave tower approximately 4 miles west of Douglas in Ward County. And along this proposed route, there are several sections that are actually double circuit line. There's a 40-mile segment in McLean County that will be constructed with one circuit being 345 kV and the other being 230, and approximately 11.5 miles in Mount Trail County that will also be constructed as double circuit with one circuit of 345 kV and the other of 115. Basin is proposing to own the entire project except for the approximately 11.5 mile double circuit segment that I previously mentioned. That's proposed to be jointly owned by Basin Electric and Mount Trail Williams. Basin is proposing to own the 345 kV circuit, and Mount Trail Williams is proposing to own the 115 kV circuit. Construction is expected to start this spring and be completed by the fourth quarter of 2026. The estimated project cost is $360 million. So the commission held three public hearings in this case, two in Underwood and one in Stanley. The issues that were considered at each hearing were, will construction, operation, and maintenance of the facility at the proposed location produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? Will the proposed facility, or is the proposed facility compatible with environmental preservation and efficient use of resources? And finally, will construction, operation, and maintenance of the facility at the proposed location minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? So Basin initiated correspondence with 9 different federal agencies, including the Army Corps of Engineers, Department of Defense, Minot Air Force Base, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, 23 different state agencies, including Game and Fish and the State Historical Society, and 19 different local agencies. And in our state law and rule, there is siting criteria to guide the commission in evaluating if a proposed corridor and route is suitable. These include, among other factors, exclusion areas and avoidance areas, so I'll go through both of those. An exclusion area may be located within a corridor, but at no given point may such an area encompass more than 50% of the corridor width, unless there is no reasonable alternative. So there are 2 exclusion areas in this proposed project. The first is areas critical to threatened or endangered species. Part of this project proposes to cross the Missouri River, and the Missouri River is considered critical habitat for the piping plover, which is classified as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. So Basin is proposing that project structures will not be placed in the piping plover critical habitat, and that project conductors will span above such habitat. Basin has committed to following survey timeframes recommended by U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and as a result, there is no evidence of an adverse impact. The second exclusion area is an area within 1,200 feet of an intercontinental ballistic missile, that's abbreviated ICBM, launch facility. So there are 2 ICBM launch facilities within 1,200 feet of the route. The Minot Air Force Base provided approval for the alignment, and the commission approved an exemption submitted by Basin for this exclusion area in November 2023. Another criteria to consider based on the law are avoidance areas. In determining whether an avoidance area should be designated for a transmission facility, the commission may consider factors such as the proposed management of adverse impacts and the orderly siting of facilities. There are also 2 avoidance areas in the proposed project. The first is archaeological sites. Basin's surveys identified previously unidentified archaeological sites within the project corridor. Basin has designed the project to avoid the archaeological sites, including a reasonable buffer to ensure the integrity of the sites. And then residents within 500 feet of the proposed route are also considered an avoidance area. And Basin identified 5 residences within 500 feet of the route and has received and provided signed waivers from each resident. Basin has also agreed to a number of steps to mitigate the impact of the proposed project, including a tree and shrub mitigation plan, an unanticipated discovery plan, and an avian and bat protection plan. Therefore, finding the construction, operation, and maintenance of the project will produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota. The project is compatible with the environmental preservation and the economic use of resources, and the project will minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion. The commission orders Basin's application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit is approved. And I support this order because this project has tremendous economic benefits, not only to the state, but the citizens we serve. It supports industry and jobs in a critical area of our state, which is dependent on abundant, reliable power. And as a public service commissioner, I want to protect the people of North Dakota while still ensuring orderly development of the energy infrastructure needed to support the state and its citizens. And quite frankly, this project helps keep the lights on. So again, I support this order, and I hope my fellow commissioners will as well.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Go ahead.
I think you've explained the project well, and if anything, underemphasized the importance of it to the state and our economy and to people, not only in the state but in the whole region. So, what I do want to make a point though on something else that this makes a classic point. Last week, I had the opportunity to sit in a round table with Kevin O'Leary, the Shark Tank personality, and also a major investor of some of North Dakota's funds. And he was talking about data centers at the time, but we know, you know, nationally and internationally, if you're going to have data centers, you need electric transmission lines. In many cases, you need gas transmission lines. You may need generation facilities. But he was making the point, and, you know, in that case, it was at that round table. But then later, I think I heard him say it three or four times throughout the day. Investors need answers. Even if it's no, then they can move on. But they need answers in 6 months, not 6 years. And in that small round table, the moderator, Scott Hennen, then asked me, can you give an answer in 6 months at the North Dakota PSC? And I said, we can. Oftentimes, it ends up maybe being more like 9 months, but it certainly should not be 6 years. You know, it largely depends on the quality of the application. Do they provide us all the information we need when they apply? And Mr. Hennen thought that was important enough. He brought it up during the evening in the public session that at the PSC, you know, certainly are close to that 6 months time frame. Here's a case. Now I don't have it in front of me. I know you said it. Is it 162 miles, I think? 300 and some or 400 and some million. A major case covering parts of five counties at a time when, and much of that area is in an area that is has become kind of stressed out in the last 15 years with power lines and pipelines and oil and gas wells and things like that. And this case was filed with us on October 24th. We are barely, but we are less than 6 months in. In the meantime was a publication error that was 100% not the commission's fault. And that delayed the second of our two hearings from March 6th to April 4th. So basically, we're getting this major project cited and cited well. We're not taking shortcuts to get them out there in less than 6 months. And it would have probably, I think it's clearly would have been less than 5 months if not for the publication error. And so I could not be more proud of this commission at this point. And I don't mean the commissioners specifically. I mean our staff. It covers a lot of people who make things work behind the scenes. I want to especially mention Chris Hansen and Brian Johnson, who worked the case. And this was a boatload of information to go through and process in a time frame like that. And along the way, a new commissioner got trained in on the siting process as the portfolio holder. So, extraordinary work, PSC. I'm proud of you guys.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes, I would like to add a comment. If I knew Randy was going to go down this area, I'm going to give kudos also to the staff, and especially with the reworking or rescheduling, it took everyone's cooperation. But Basin does submit a good application. And when you talk about the timeline, I think This is our third transmission sighting. And if you go back to those other two cases, they were done very promptly within 6 months. And I think there's one case that would even have the least amount of time that it took. So it says a lot for the applicant, too. On their other two transmission sighting cases, the Pioneer 4, again. So I want to give kudos to Basin for submitting good applications and for their large, large investment out in western North Dakota to meet that reliability. So all around kudos to everyone whose hands touch this application.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Well, that actually concludes our agenda already. Regarding announcements, really the only thing I want to point out is our next regular meeting will be Thursday, May 8th, here, normal time, but it's on Thursday the 8th. And the previously, I think there was one scheduled for the 7th originally, or did we have this on? Maybe we had this on as the 8th from the beginning, but anyway, it's the 8th. I'm assuming nobody probably needs a break before we go into admin, right?
No, but I'm okay, just going to, you know, we're on commission meetings. We're going to have to look at a change for the 21st.
Of May?
Yep.
Okay, we can do that then.
Yep.
Admin then. Okay, with that, we'll stand in recess and take some questions from the press.